FMRGOP Rep. Comstock, 70-something-year-old Trump is not the future of the party. By Pam Key on February 5, 2021. Former Representative Barbara Comstock, RVA, said Friday on CNN's Anderson Cooper 360 that former President Donald Trump is not the future of the Republican Party because of his age. Comstock said, "What I focus on is, at the beginning of this week, the Freedom Caucus claimed they had 115 signatures to get rid of Liz Cheney. In fact, she won resoundingly in a landslide with 70% support. I think the brave Republicans like Liz Cheney, like Ben Sasse, like Adam Kinzinger standing up to the bullies, are the future of the party. I think of those 10 people who voted for impeachment, you're going to see future governors, future leaders of the party, people like Ben Sasse. I'm going to focus on the positive there. I think it was appropriate that Marjorie Greene was kicked off of her committees with bipartisan support." She continued, "Donald Trump lost the popular vote twice." She added, "Somebody who can only get 35% of the national vote is not the future of the party. A 70-something-year-old man is not the future of our party. I want to focus on people like all of the women that I helped get elected last year. Actually, the board I worked on to elect Republican women. We opposed Marjorie Greene and supported her male opponent in the primary. But we have great women like Young Kim from California who voted to kick Marjorie off her committees. Joni Ernst got re-elected." She concluded, "QAnon has no place in the Republican Party or politics. We have to take that apart lie by lie. You know, starting with the president's election lies. I think the lesson we have learned from January 6th, which was a horror for me and so many members, you know, I worked there as an intern, staffer, a counsel, and then as a member, and I think the lesson from January 6th is don't lie, don't attack our elections, and don't attack our Capitol, our sacred place for our democracy. And that is why Republicans are leading this president. I think yes, it's going to take a while, but stop looking at Marjorie Greene's and start looking at these brave leaders." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanin.